In New Hampshire, you have to pack a lot of summer into a pretty short window. Combine that with a tiny coastline and a sunny weekend often means throngs of beachgoers. The Genesee Beach area in Rye can be especially clogged. And that's led to a lot of hand-wringing over parking, safety, and access this summer. NHPR's Todd Bookman reports on one little street that's caught in the middle.
There's a surf shop on the corner of Perkins Road and Ocean Boulevard in Rye. It's owned by a couple of brothers, Tyler and Ryan.
I'm Ryan McGill, just a Rye resident, surfer, beachgoer, and business owner here.
You didn't wear shoes?
Nope.
Genesee Beach and its bathhouse are right across the street. So feet aren't the only visible body part. People in various states of dress buzz around, dragging coolers and surfboards and sunblock slick children. On a warm, sunny weekend,
those days are going to be busy, just like when New York plays the Red Sox. Guess what? Boston's going to be busy.
The crowds, to McGill, are a good thing. For his business, sure, but also because it means there's a healthy beach and people enjoying it. On the sand, it's practically towel to towel some days. And on the side streets that do allow parking, it's bumper to bumper cars. Perkins Road is one of them, a residential street with no sidewalk. Some of the neighbors here say the beach traffic and cars turning around in their driveways and sometimes blocking their driveways has reached a breaking point. The road to them doesn't feel safe.
And there are people that drive really fast and you'd be hit.
This is Sarah O'Brien speaking at a recent Rye Board of Selectmen meeting. Town officials for years have been wrestling with parking issues. Commissions have been created, traffic engineers hired. Some residents have taken the matter into their own hands, illegally putting out cones or even installing very realistic but very unofficial no parking signs. Perkins Road is just the most recent flashpoint.
We could not sleep at night if a young child or an adult person were hit on that road. It would be on our shoulders to carry forever. We're not going to do that.
This is Rye Board Chair Philip Winslow. This summer, after months of discussion and input, the board approved what it considers a compromise solution. Rather than banning parking on Perkins outright or making it resident sticker only, instead the town agreed to paint no parking boxes on either side of the three driveways closest to the beach, extending 10 feet in either direction. This gives those residents more visibility when they're pulling in and out.
The issue is safety. That's the reason we're doing it.
All you have to do is say the word safety, and you can basically legislate your way out of anything.
Losing this handful of parking spaces isn't going down well with Josh Lanzetta. He's an attorney who volunteers for the Surfrider Foundation, a nationwide advocacy group that fights for public access to the ocean.
This is about beach access because parking is beach access. We don't ride bikes, we don't ride scooters, we don't ride horses, we drive cars. And we have to be able to park them somewhere in order to get to the beach.
Lanzetta points out that there have been no reported accidents, no pedestrians struck on Perkins in recent years. So calling it a safety issue, to him, doesn't hold water. Of course, 60 feet of parking isn't much in the grand scheme. There are still hundreds of parking spots along the coast in Rye, many of them free. But surf shop owner Ryan McGill, who also happens to own a home on Perkins, says it's the precedent.
So it isn't just Perkins. If we take away 60 feet here, then where does it stop?
Neighboring side streets, he says, could ask for the same changes. After all, humans are territorial about their driveways, about their streets, about their ocean. Ryan's brother Tyler co-owns the surf shop on the corner.
I think something that happens is when you live in a community, you tend to start using words like my beach or my mountain or my lake, and you are protective of it in a good way, but I think people lose track of the fact that they're public trust lands. They're something that we are all able to enjoy, not just because you have a resident sticker.
Ultimately, it will be the residents who get final say on the Perkins Road parking ordinance. The new rules are just temporary. Voters will weigh in on a permanent version next March during town meeting, when snow may blanket the sand. For NHPR News, I'm Todd Bookman.